Eli, I've been around for as number of years as you have. What do you hope to accomplish in a summer training camp?
Well, I think you just want to get better, and that's the goal. Every year you're trying to find things you need to work on. Come together as a team, make sure you're better than you were the year before in a lot of areas. And so that's what we're what we're working on. We have some new faces, some new guys, we have some veterans. So it's all about building together and how we're going to be able to execute as an offense, as a team, and find ways to win games.
How do you kind of displace complacency, knowing that you guys won this year and you want to, in all essence, you want to go back-to-back? How do you get rid of the complacency of it all?
Well, I think it's a desire to get better as a team. We know we got to improve. We were 9-7 last year in the regular season. That's not good enough. We were a better team than that. Obviously, we showed that throughout the playoffs. But we got to have that urgency, that consistency throughout the whole season, and play our best football for those 16 regular season games. So that's what we're gonna work on, and just keep grinding, staying hungry to get better, and to make sure we can have another successful year this year.
You mentioned having some new faces, but you have a lot of returning guys. Like 21 of your 22 starters played significant time last year. What kind of comfort level does that give you with this team?
Well, that's always great. It's always great to have veteran guys who know the system, who know how to work, who know how to, what camp's like, and how our preparation and our style of football, how we like to prepare for each season. So that's always very important to have great leaders amongst the team that can teach the young guys and the new guys coming in, what it's going to be like when we start practice tomorrow. So that's always a positive, and have veteran guys coming back to a team is always a good thing.
Eli, I think last year going into camp, your main individual goal was to cut down on your interceptions and turnovers. When you're coming up a year like last year, maybe one thing in mind that you want to improve on this camp?
Yeah, I think still cut down on the turnovers. It's continue to concentrate every practice, every play, making good decisions. Make sure that whatever happens, the ball's in our hands on the next play. And so that's always going to be something you work on, and just keep reminding yourself and keep having that mindset. We got to take care of the football. We got to make good decisions on every play, and whether that's throwing a check down or throwing it to the open receiver, or just throwing the ball away, it's about always making the right decision. So continue to work on that, just all the fundamentals, all the mechanics. Continue to learn within the offense and learn about defenses, and get all our guys caught up to speed on what we need to do to get better.
Do you guys feel like you play better when you have a chip on your shoulder?
I think we might. I'd hope that we get to the point that no matter what the circumstances are, that we could go out there and play great football. Whether when you don't have something to prove or not up against the wall, like it seems like over the past couple of years, and when it's kind of a do or die situation, we seem to step up and play our best. So it's just a matter of just working extremely hard and getting to the point where we treat every game, every situation the same.
Get a chance to sit down with Hakeem yet here, and do you have any idea when he might be on the field?
No, I mean, I've talked to Hakeem over the past few weeks and kept up, but obviously the trainers and coaches and Hakeem will figure that out. So I know he'll be working hard and get back out on the field as soon as possible.